Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who the F Cam I to Be a Coach? By Megan Jo Wilson, is a business and professional development guide for new, aspiring, and underconfident coaches. Rather than treating coaching as only a set of techniques or a marketing problem, the book frames the central obstacle as an identity question, whether the reader can claim the role of coach with enough clarity, courage, and integrity to build a viable practice. Wilson draws on her background in co-active coaching, coach training, performance, and women-centered entrepreneurship to present what she calls a warrior coach orientation. The book combines encouragement with practical business guidance, including client enrollment, service clarity, pricing, and sustainable work habits. Its purpose is not to offer a generic small business manual, but to help coaches build from the inside out, connecting values, self-expression, service, and commercial structure so that the business does not require abandoning pleasure, rest, creativity, or authenticity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the identity question at the center of becoming a coach. The book is organized around a familiar anxiety among emerging coaches, the fear of not being qualified, distinctive, or legitimate enough to charge for transformational work. Wilson treats this doubt not as a minor confidence issue, but as a structural barrier that affects every practical business decision. If a coach is uncertain about their right to serve, they are more likely to underprice, overexplain, avoid visibility, delay launching, or hide behind additional training. The title captures this internal resistance bluntly, which is part of the book's appeal to readers who are tired of polished entrepreneurial language that does not name the real emotional difficulty of starting. Wilson's response is not simply positive thinking. The book links identity to service. The coach becomes more credible by clarifying who they help, why the work matters, and how their lived experience, training, and presence can serve clients. This makes the book distinct from technique-oriented coaching manuals. It focuses on the psychological threshold between learning coaching skills and actually occupying the professional role. Secondly, the warrior coach frame is courage joined with authenticity. Wilson's warrior coach idea gives the book a recognizable conceptual center. The term does not appear to mean aggression or domination. It points to courageous self-possession in the face of fear, ambiguity, and business vulnerability. In this framing, a coach must be willing to be visible, make offers, ask to be paid, and stand for the value of the work without becoming performative or manipulative. The warrior frame also allows Wilson to connect entrepreneurship with embodiment and personal integrity. A coach is not asked to imitate a standard online business persona, but to develop a public and commercial presence that feels congruent with their values. This matters because coaching businesses depend heavily on trust. A coach who markets from an artificial identity may attract misaligned clients or exhaust themselves maintaining a brand that does not fit. The warrior concept, therefore, functions as both a mindset and a filter. It asks readers to act with more boldness while also becoming more honest about the kind of practice they actually want to build. Thirdly, building a coaching business from the inside out. A central distinction in the book is the inside-out approach to business building. Instead of beginning with market formulas, funnels, or imitation of successful coaches, Wilson emphasizes internal clarity, first vision, values, purpose, desired clients, and the emotional experience the coach wants the business to support. This does not mean the book rejects practical business structure. Rather, it argues that external strategy works better when it grows from a grounded sense of service and self-knowledge. For coaches, this is especially relevant because the product is not only a curriculum or package, it is a relational process shaped by the coach's presence, listening, and capacity to hold transformation. If the business is designed without attention to the coach's authentic way of working, it can become unsustainable even if it produces revenue. Wilson's approach helps readers connect inner alignment with concrete choices such as messaging, offers, and client enrollment. The inside-out model is useful because it makes strategy less generic and reduces the temptation to build a practice around other people's definitions of credibility. Fourthly, client enrollment, service clarity, and the problem of the niche. The book gives attention to a practical challenge that repeatedly appears for new coaches, identifying whom they serve and how to communicate that service in a way that potential clients can recognize. This is often described as finding a niche, but Wilson's treatment appears less mechanical than many marketing books. The focus is on clarifying service, not merely choosing a demographic label. This distinction matters because a coach can define a narrow audience and still fail to express the actual transformation they support. Conversely, a coach who understands the pain, desire, and context of the people they are called to serve can speak more directly and enroll clients more naturally. The available descriptions of the book emphasize finding and enrolling clients who are already drawn to the work, suggesting an approach based on resonance rather than pressure. That positioning aligns with coaching ethics, because selling is framed as an extension of service rather than a separate act of persuasion. For readers stuck in endless planning, this section is likely valuable because it turns vague calling into clearer language, audience awareness, and practical outreach. Lastly, pricing, sustainability, and the role of pleasure and rest. One of the more distinctive aspects of Wilson's business philosophy is the insistence that a coaching practice should be financially viable without requiring self-erasure. The book addresses pricing as abundant, sustainable, and honorable, which suggests a balance between receiving adequate compensation and respecting the integrity of the client relationship. This is important in coaching, where practitioners often confuse care with undercharging or assume that service loses purity when it becomes profitable. Wilson appears to challenge that split by treating money as part of the structure that allows the coach to continue serving. At the same time, the book does not frame success only as higher revenue. It repeatedly connects business design with joy, inspiration, grace, pleasure, rest, and fun. This differentiates it from hustle-oriented coaching business guides. The implication is that burnout undermines both the coach and the quality of the work. A sustainable practice must include pricing, boundaries, rhythms, and offers that support the coach's whole life, not merely their public identity as a helper. In conclusion, Who the F-CAC Am I to Be a Coach? Is best suited for aspiring coaches, newly certified practitioners, student coaches, and service-based entrepreneurs who have enough skill or desire to begin but remain blocked by self-doubt, unclear positioning, or discomfort with selling. Readers looking for a technical coaching skills manual or a comprehensive digital marketing system may find it narrower than those genres. Its value lies elsewhere. It addresses the intersection of identity, service, money, and visibility that often determines whether a coach actually builds a practice. The practical benefit is a clearer relationship to audience, pricing, enrollment, and business design. The intellectual benefit is a reframing of coaching entrepreneurship as an integrity problem as much as a strategy problem. Compared with many books for coaches, Wilson's work stands out because it does not separate confidence from commerce or authenticity from profitability. It speaks directly to the emotional reality of building a coaching business while still treating revenue, client attraction, and offer clarity as necessary. Its feminist and creativity-informed tone also gives it a different emphasis from more formulaic business books. The book's main contribution is its inside-out model. A coach can build a serious business without copying someone else's persona, abandoning rest, or treating sales as a performance of false certainty. If you would like to support Megan Jo Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.